And I have to tell you, as a priest in my journey with God's people, I often watch people toy with the concept of their salvation, in a sense. Maybe you've had an experience where you just thought, this was the most amazing experience I've ever had. And you see other people and you're saying, you need to try this. It could have been a food, it could have been a place you visited, an activity you did. It may have been Jesus, I don't know. And you just see the person, you're thinking, you know, if they would just try it, they might be surprised. And you can see in their eyes that they kind of want to try it, but there's something keeping them from it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's right there. It's right there, they can have it. But they just struggle to say, okay. But that's not what happened today. All the fear of what might be lost, all the fear of how people may see him, all the fear of all the things that could have happened on this day, Zacchaeus decided not to pay attention to it. For whatever reason, I would suggest it was his moment. And maybe it was a moment that had been previously presented to him and he didn't act on it. And then this time he said, this time I'm going to do it. I've heard about this Jesus. He's coming by here. I'm going to see him. And so that's exactly what he tried to do. But as we know, he was trying to see Jesus and he wanted to see who he was. But on account of the crowd, which we just learned, people don't like the tax collector very much. I'm glad we got that ingrained early. They're like, no, I don't want to do that. Why does he get all the money? Oh, that's a really good question. One we can still not answer, but couldn't be answered on this day either. And there was no accountability for Zacchaeus. He was not well-liked. Luke has already laid the groundwork for that in the previous portions of this gospel, talking about the rich man who died, and he just wanted the poor man who lived on his property, just have him dip his fingers into water and touch my lips, right? We know the story. But his wealth was his God. So in Luke, if you are wealthy and your wealth is your God, your chances of salvation are relatively slim. If you're a tax collector, as we heard just last week, it's just assumed you're sinful. So Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, which is not really a term, but I think it's just there to emphasize he was kind of worse than most of them. Took more than he was supposed to. And, by the way, he was rich. So here he is, the worst of the worst. And he's decided, I'm going to see this Jesus. And we think about him, well, he's a short guy and he's climbing a tree. I get that. I don't climb too many trees these days, but I can understand the need for it. But he couldn't even get through the crowd. I'm sure it looked more like this. The crowd, we're standing arm in arm, and they go, no, Zacchaeus is trying to push through. Come. We're not letting him through. Just block him. He's a sinner. We don't like him. He doesn't need to become anywhere near this Jesus. He can just stay out. But Zacchaeus didn't stop there. See, he had experienced a barrier for him to see Jesus. So he went down the road in the direction in which this crowd was moving, and he climbed a tree. I doubt anybody really even saw him. He probably got further down the road and said, well, he's going to come by this way. I'll get up in the tree, and then I'll see him. And nobody was there to stop him. And then Jesus came by. And he saw Zacchaeus. All of this broken sinfulness, the worst of the worst. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. And then something important happened. Seems very subtle. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. He didn't say, well, I don't know, tell me a little bit more about yourself, and we'll think about it. He didn't say, well, who do you think you are coming to my house? Did I invite you to my house? No. He was recognized. What he experienced was the unconditional love of Christ saying, I'm coming to stay at your house. I'm going to trust you with the hospitality of our society, which is everything. And Zacchaeus comes down from the tree and was happy to welcome him. Happy to welcome him. Of course, all who saw it began to grumble and said, he's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. But in that moment, just this encounter with Jesus, something is already happening to Zacchaeus. He stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Just allowing Christ into his presence began to change who he was. The fact that Jesus was willing to accept this man that no one else would accept began to change his heart already. And by the time he recognized that Jesus engaging with him was beginning to upset the crowds, he repented. Let me fix what I've done. Let me fix what I've done. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. For that moment, Zacchaeus had faith. That mystery faith, right? That we wonder about. Paul describes it like this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. But we don't like to get involved in things we can't see. And let's be honest, most of us, we don't like to get involved in things we can't control. So this concept of welcoming Jesus can be concerning. But it's one of those things. If you go through the process of actually welcoming Jesus, your life will change. And to be really honest with ourselves, the primary things that keep us from being able to fully welcome Jesus into our lives is the simple fact of the matter is we've decided who we are and what we are, and if we change it, we don't know who we are anymore. And most of our identities in this world were given to us by this world. The world that says, oh, you're this or you're that, and you go, okay. Or the world wants you to be something, and you go, I don't want to be that. So you do everything you can to work against it. This I have a little bit of experience with. And yes, it can be scary when you turn your life over to Christ and you welcome him in fully. He will change your life. This I also know very well. But I can say this. I wouldn't change it for anything. I wouldn't take back my old life for anything. Oh, and I wouldn't give up this life for anything or anyone other than Christ himself. Transformation, we talk about a lot here. Our transformation, our salvation, is what allows us to go out into the world carrying this message of the gospel so others' lives may be transformed in the same way. But we have to be like Zacchaeus. We have to be willing to push through the barriers that are between us and Jesus. We have to be willing to look at them and say, that won't stop me today. The world told Zacchaeus who he was when he tried to push into the crowd to see Jesus, and they went, not you. You don't belong here. We don't even like you. And there's no way Jesus is going to like you either, so you might as well just stay back. And Zacchaeus could have hung his head and walked away. He could have gotten angry and taken more from him the next time he was collecting taxes. He could have done many things, brothers and sisters, but what did he do? He went down the road and he overcame the barrier of being able to see Jesus. And when he did that and climbed that tree and Jesus came near, Jesus saw him because he knew his heart was, I want to, I need to, and I'm going to see this Jesus today. He didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know how Jesus was going to respond to him. But something inside of him knew, this I must do. And in that moment, which he may have later described as weakness, but I doubt it, he said, nothing will stop me from being in the presence of this Jesus today. And we know this all too well, don't we, these days? Coming through a pandemic and all the rest of things that have happened in this world, we can look at the world and go, what a mess, what difference does it make? Or we can come near Jesus and see what difference it makes. He's saying, reach to me. He's giving us this beautiful story of salvation, the salvation of Zacchaeus. It is an opportunity, and Zacchaeus moved in it. And we've all had the moments when the opportunity is there, and we recognize and we celebrate when we take an opportunity, but how many of us know when we've missed one? We know, don't we? That was the moment. And we walk away and go, oh, I missed the moment. You don't have to miss it. You can choose to not miss it. But you have to look at what's the barrier to you seeing Christ. Whatever pain, sin, sorrow, guilt, whatever it is that gets you looking at Jesus and going, well, I kind of like to get there, but this thing is in my way. Whatever that barrier is, the grace of God will carry you through it, over it, under it, above it. But at some point, you have to trust the grace. You have to have faith in what you cannot see. But truth is, we've all seen it in some way or another, either in our own lives or in another life of somebody we know. God is good, brothers and sisters. This is a salvation story. It's my prayer that each of us will claim our Zacchaeus moment. Push through your barrier, whatever it may be. You can claim it as the one thing that won't let you move, but the reality is the only thing not letting you move is you. Zacchaeus could have responded many ways. But his heart said, you're going to see Jesus. And he climbed a tree away from everyone else who already shunned him and pushed him away. And he climbed a tree to see Jesus. And Jesus saw him. And in a moment, he was changed. Transformed from an unscrupulous tax collector, worshiping his money and his wealth, to a man ready to give it back 4 times. Anyone he had harmed financially, 4 times what he had taken from them. In that moment, he was willing to give it all just because he had had an encounter with Jesus. Unconditional love poured out on him. The grace and mercy of God before his very eyes. He climbed up to see Jesus, and Jesus saw him.